Unscripted.
What?
Unshackled. Uncouth.
Miguel, Holly, and Scotty are bringing you a new uncensored podcast daily to make sense of your quickly changing world.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Corncast Edition from Hot 101.5.
Made hot by Corona Beer.
Yes, and thank you so much to Corona Beer. I want you, real quick, this is the new reality that we are living in. Hold on. If you are wherever you're listening right now, I just want you to turn your radio up right now.
Oh my gosh.
All right. No, keep going. No, listen. Go ahead. No. That right there are some working folks right there.
I'm just hungry.
This is like number one rule of radio. Don't eat and be on the air.
That's why I was like, what do we do?
But you know what? Time is of the essence and we are professionals. So Holly, you just did some Uber Eats of some Jersey Mike's.
Mm-hmm.
And so Scotty the Body and Holly are chowing it down.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, my mood dropped. Like, and I was like, because I usually eat every day around 9. That's like kind of my window. I eat when I first get up. And so I eat around like 3:40 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I usually try to eat again around 9 because I notice like my brain starts saying,
mm-hmm.
And then my mind starts drifting. And so that's like kind of my check. I'm like, okay,
it's time to eat.
Back to it. That's how I get over my next hump.
Okay, before you take your next bike, Scott, because everybody is very particular about the way that they get their subs fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm curious, what's on your Jersey Mike sub?
So this is, I like it, you know.
Oh, you like it? How do you like it?
A little, like turkey. I like turkey, cheese. It has some lettuce and like tomato on there.
Wait, you're not doing this right. If you're going to describe it, you've got to like go in. You got to be like, hold on, let me look at it. I got some wheat bread.
Yeah, I do.
And sandwiched between those buns is a thick slice of turkey meat.
Oh, Lord.
With some lettuce gingerly laid out on top. With the slathering of oil and vinegar. Yeah. That's how you describe what's on your sandwich.
Okay.
Okay, so how do you get your sandwich, Scott?
Okay, so this is how I get it. There's a lot of turkey on there. Even some cheese. Between two pieces of wheat bread. Woo! And some lettuce.
What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on here?
Wait a minute.
Let the man eat his damn sandwich.
I just want to know what's on it before you eat it. You know what? Never mind. Just go ahead and eat.
I told you this is what happens when I don't eat. My brain goes to bonkers.
No, that's fine. You go ahead and eat. Holly, what do you have over here?
I have a buffalo chicken. What's it called?
Buffalo chicken sub in a tub?
Yes.
Tub.
Sub in a tub.
See, I feel like with sub in a tub, you can't really be sexy.
It's a sub in a tub.
I feel like it's trying to describe me being sexy. Like, just something that just doesn't happen. Like, you can't be like, yeah,
I'll
Miguel Fuller stalked over and undressed you with his eyes.
Like, I feel like they didn't fill up my tub as much as I could have.
Oh, they could have filled your tub up, Holly.
They could have put way more in my tub. A lot of room in his tub.
I was talking to my mom yesterday, and I feel like everybody is going through, obviously, different pains of what's happening right now in our world. And food shopping and buying food, cooking food, is turning into a hassle. I mean, we talked about a story today that there are some people, retailers, saying that they don't want to let consumers into the grocery stores anymore.
All those grabby, dirty hands.
Right? They want you to be able to order it online and then pick it up, grab and go, and that's it. So you can't just sort of meander around the grocery store anymore. Which to me, like, that's like, I haven't been to the grocery store in about almost 2.5 weeks.
Nice.
We got a bunch of stuff, and then like this past weekend, we pretty much ate out the entire weekend. We just ordered stuff. But I was talking to my mom yesterday, and she was saying that because Sunday, Abe and I drove down to Bradenton to go to this pizza place that is from people from Buffalo, New York. And if you're from the North and you're very particular about your food and how it's not like it is up there.
It's the water.
I can't find a good pizza down here. The water's different. And so I've heard that for 2.5 years since we've been together. And so, but when I went up to Buffalo, the pizza was actually really good. Well, we found a place with people that are from Buffalo. So we drove down the 40-minute drive to Bradenton. And the pizza was just delicious. Like, I think that they get the water shipped in from New York.
That's what that place in Tampa does.
Oh, I think it's like Eddie's or something
Sam
like that.
Eddie's Sam and Eddie's.
Yeah.
Oh,
they yeah.
They get New York water.
Yes. And so there's a difference, though, between a New York City pizza and like a Buffalo, New York pizza.
Oh, yeah.
But they're both just delicious. And the wings were just spot on. Well, my mom called us Sunday, and we were talking about it, and she was like, oh, my God, I want some pizza, too. And so she told me that yesterday she went through the whole process of ordering a pizza through, I think it was, like, Domino's or Pizza Hut. She, like, made her pizza, and she was, like, putting in her information, and they were like, well, how do you want the pizza delivered? Do you want it to be where we put it, like, if you have a chair in front of your house, it's for that contactless
delivery.
Oh,
yeah, no contact delivery.
And or do you want it on the ground in front of your door? Mm-hmm. And then just by that option, my mom was like, you know what, it's not worth the risk. Like, what if it, because you know, how you just told us in the other podcast, like, we've been told COVID-19 can survive on this, but it can't survive on this. But actually, it may be able to survive on this.
Yeah.
And so my mom, who's over the age of 60, was like, well, I don't want to risk it, so I'm going to get a pizza. And so then yesterday, which was Monday, she called me, and she was still sad about it 24 hours later. She was like, I just want some pizza that I didn't make myself.
So, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Is she cooking everything now?
Yes. And she was like, my mom said, I'm actually tired of my own cooking. She's like, I just want some food that's made by somebody else, but I'm afraid to leave the house.
Yeah.
Like, she left the house, I think, 3 weeks ago to go buy some groceries. And she's like a typical mom from back in the day. Like, when she cooks for, like, 8 people
exactly.
When it's just her.
Yeah.
And so she always has lots of leftovers. And she was like, I've been eating on this pot roast now for, like, 3-4 days.
Yeah.
I just want a damn pizza.
That's the thing. Like, yes, it gets the job done. Because that's
right.
How my mom cooks, too.
Right.
Like, she cooks, like, a whole dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But then the plan with that whole dinner was you have leftovers for days.
Yes.
And you eat that same thing. And so as a kid, like, and she still yells at me because I don't love leftovers.
Right.
I just, there's something about the, like, when it's fresh. And, like, some things, okay, that's cool. I can do a heat up and I'll eat the leftovers. But I don't do it that often because when I cook, there's really not a lot of leftovers.
Right.
So I'm not making, like, a meal for the house for a week.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how she did it. And so we would be like, you know, we'd have like a new dinner because my mom would cook all the meals on Sundays because she had work.
Oh, for the whole week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So on Sundays,
oh,
she laid out the week and she'd be like, okay. And so she would make everything Sunday. So she'd be like, okay, we're going to have lemon chicken this day. We're going to have, pot roast this day. We're going to have like some kind of something, whatever else, pasta and broccoli thing on Wednesday. And then Thursday is leftover day because she called it the must-goes.
The must-goes?
The must-goes.
Oh,
yes, the must-goes. They must go.
Oh.
So the must-go day was Thursday.
Oh.
And then Friday was kind of like do whatever you can because I always had stuff to do, like grab like either a leftover or make yourself a peanut butter and jelly or something.
Mm.
And then Saturday night she would usually, she would cook something fresh on Saturday night. Or we would maybe get pizza.
Ooh, was it like the best thing in the world when your parents ordered pizza?
Yeah, it was like the biggest treat.
That's
what I'm saying. Like every Saturday was not pizza day.
Right.
Maybe like once a month it would be pizza day. And we'd be like, woo!
Yes, girl.
And then Sunday started all over again with cooking. And it was just you planned out like 3 or 4 meals, but then you had to do leftovers throughout the week because that's it.
Did y'all ever have Taco Tuesday? Was that a thing or like a taco night at all or anything growing up in Ohio?
No, that tacos weren't a big thing.
No.
They weren't really a huge...
Did y'all have any minorities at your school, Holly, growing up?
Yeah. We had some black people.
How many?
5.
Okay, the fact that you could literally be like, there is Darius
and... There was...
Brian.
Deontay.
Oh.
Antoine.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yes. No, for real.
Oh, wow. That was it.
There was a girl named Ebony.
Oh. Of course.
Wow.
There was Shakendra.
Oh.
And there was Kim.
Oh, okay. Come on, Kim.
And one of my good friends that I'm, like, not friends, but, like, someone I still keep in touch with is Monique.
Oh.
So there was a few.
Wow. We black people, we love our names, girl. We got them.
Like,
everybody, we got
like, it just is what it is. But, yes. Like, I'm trying to think. We did do tacos sometimes.
Mm.
So, like, we did do, my mom would cut up all the tomatoes and everything. It was usually a summer thing. But she's big on taco salad because what you do, and again, it goes for feeding a bunch of people instead of having, like, you have to buy all those taco shells. My mom was big on, you get to make something and it's going to last.
Mm.
So what she does was it would be a taco salad. So you cook the taco meat like you season it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw everything together. You got a huge, big thing of salad. It was always in the biggest container we had. And then it was like a whole block of cheese, like, grated in there.
Oh, my gosh. I remember.
That we did not buy. I don't even know if they had it back in the day, the bag of shredded cheese.
No.
No.
Yeah, no. My mom, even if they did, would have never bought a shredded cheese.
We had, like, government cheese at some point.
Yes. Did you have, like, that silver grater that, like, stood up?
Yes.
And you had to, like, sit there with the cheese and
my mom would be like,
grate.
It's your job to grate the cheese. And I'd be like,
that was the worst job.
It'd be worse if you weren't paying attention and then you sliced your finger on the stupid grater. Anyway, so we had, like, a whole block of cheese in there, bunch of tomatoes, bunch of whatever else goes in a salad, and then at the last second when you get sat down to dinner, she put the meat in because the meat was hot still, and then you got to, this was a fun thing, you got to crumple up nacho cheese Doritos on
it. Ooh, y'all got nacho cheese Doritos?
Just for the taco salad night.
Oh, wow.
And that would last 2 days. So,
oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you, we did taco salad. Yeah.
I remember growing up when we lived in Denver, my mom would go, I'm assuming, I think it was like the dollar store, but I feel like it was called something else there. But that's where we would do a lot of our grocery shopping for like dry goods.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember specifically that in school, everyone be like, my favorite cereal's Fruity Pebbles. Mine is Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we had like boxes and boxes of this like stale ass Robin Hood cereal that like it was like corn puffs, but then like the marshmallows were in like the shape of like Robin Hood characters.
Oh.
And I was always like, I got the Robin Hood cereal. And everyone was like, what the hell is that? I'm like, it was that dollar store.
It was the dollar. Yeah, I have two hot takes on cereal from being a kid. One was we would go to Aldi's. And this now, keep in mind, this was before Aldi's became what they are now. Now Aldi's is like all organic.
Mm.
And they're like low-cost organic produce.
Yes.
No. Aldi's was like the grocery store rejects back in the day. And you had to put, I don't know, they probably still do this. You had to put a quarter in the cart so that you don't, like, what, steal the cart?
Oh, my God.
And then you got the quarter back when you attached it back to the other carts. Whatever. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
And they didn't give you bags. So, like, you had to just find a box. Do they still do? I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't
no,
been
they do.
Aldi. Okay.
Do
so you just have to, like, find a box in the store to put your groceries in.
Oh, because
they don't provide bags. So they keep the cost down. Anyway, so we would go to Aldi's, but it was always like super generic ass stuff.
Mm.
And my stepdad would always go to Aldi's for the dry goods. And we always got Cocoa Dots. And I just remember I was like, one time, I want the damn cuckoo bird from the Cocoa Puffs on my box. Nope. It was like some jank ass animal on the Cocoa Dots. So between that and then, you know, they have those bags of cereal.
Yes.
The Malto meal.
Oh, my God.
The ones that are on the bottom shelf at the grocery store.
Yes, they're in like the wire bins and you just had to go down and you had to bypass Captain Crunch and the little rabbit from Trix.
Yep.
But then you got to get the bag of cereal.
The bag of cereal, which they had like Captain Crunch, but it was like
Captain A's.
Yes. Captain Luton or something. I don't know. That was always my cereal. And I would always be like, gosh damn it.
I just want a box of cereal.
Yeah, no, it was a bag. But then that's okay.
You know, I feel like growing up, like afterwards, how much money have we spent on stuff that our parents didn't let us have back in the day? Like, even to this day, I still have a little bit of guilt. And anytime I go to Publix and I get boar's head meat from the deli, and they're like, and I usually get a pound because we'll have sandwich night. And so, and this is like, I can just see my mom rolling her eyes as I pass by the bologna with like the little red ring about it, ring around it, because that's what we would get. And I'll be like, I'll have a pound of the blackened turkey boar's head meat. And then one time I feel my mom's energy when I was like, can I have a pound of the Boar's Head pepper jack cheese?
Oh, my God.
And it was like $8. I was like, my mom would punch me in the face right now if she knew that I was getting deli meat and cheese.
When I get Heinz ketchup, I'm like, and it's the fancy, like, you store it upside down. For ease of use. And I'm just like, oh, God, I'm the worst. And to this day, I literally, oh, my purse is in the office. So my mom now, she lives with me, obviously. We've discussed this.
Yeah.
And she can't go anywhere because of the pandemic. So I'm doing her grocery shopping, too, which is where I'm about to go after this. And this is what I don't know what's going to happen if they close, like, the Publix and the Winn-Dixie's, because it's going to be a little difficult for us to transition. We can do it, I'm sure. But I just have a routine. But it's fine.
Sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you. Siri, be quiet.
Okay. And my mom, when she very painstakingly writes out the list, she wrote specifically Publix crackers.
Oh.
Because one time I bought her Ritz.
Oh.
Because she said, like, Ritz-style crackers and the thing. And I was like, oh, Ritz crackers. I bought those. And she was like, why did you buy these?
Oh.
She's like, I told you to buy the Publix brand. Oh. I was like, but. She said, these are more expensive.
Oh,
that's why she...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She wants the Publix brand of everything.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, and here I am buying the damn whatever is on, like, you know, brand name.
I remember one time when my mom came to visit, and I think it was the dishwashing liquid I had on my sink, and it was like... Palmolive, like the name brand, and I think it was like lavender scented. And she was like, how much was this dish soap?
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, usually that's the stuff that if it's on BOGO, then I'll buy it. But otherwise, I wait until I'm out. And I was like, I don't know. Like, and I felt like I was young again. I was like, I don't know how much it was.
You're like, well.
I'm sorry.
She will do, like, she will buy, because we like the seventh generation. I did get her into some organic stuff, so she likes that.
Oh.
But she only will buy it if it's BOGO. If it's not BOGO, we will find the other cheapest thing that's cheap. And, like, we needed laundry detergent, and she's typically the one that does laundry. And so she's like, when you get the laundry detergent, you get the one that's BOGO. I don't care what it is.
Oh.
It could be All. It could be Gain. It could be Tide.
Oh.
You get the BOGO one or the one that's on sale.
Really?
I'm like, but I like Gain.
Oh, yeah.
Remember I really like Gain laundry
detergent?
Yeah,
I love Gain. That's what I buy, Gain lavender.
Mm-mm. Well, oh. Mr. Fancy Pants.
Excuse me.
We get whatever's on sale.
Excuse me.
Margaret said, not playing that game.
Wow. I mean, I will say, though, I do, like, at Publix and when I go to Winn-Dixie now, because also Winn-Dixie, they've stepped it up, too, because when I was growing up, Winn-Dixie, like, that, it was, like, one step up above Piggly Wiggly. Like, that's where it was, like, girl, you either go to Piggly Wiggly, but
the
then, like...
The fact that you had a Piggly Wiggly, that is ridiculous.
In Atlanta, Georgia, honey, we had a Piggly Wiggly, and that was, like, in Atlanta at that time... The really poor places, you would go to, like, the really, really poor grocery store to get the meat because the meat was, like, always on sale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so then my mom, we had one of those, like, big deep freezers that she would, like, anytime meat was on sale, she would just pack it with, like,
ground beef. Yep.
And they didn't even have, did they have grilled chicken breasts back then, boneless, skinless chicken breasts? Because I feel like I don't remember that.
I doubt it.
Up.
I doubt it. They probably had, like, chicken breasts, but they didn't do that whole boneless, skinless thing. Like, take your own bones out. Take your own damn skin off.
Like, literally, we have become so, I don't want to say lazy.
Coddled?
But coddled. Everything is just so easy now that if society just stopped, which it has, but if it went... any further, we literally wouldn't know how to do anything.
I bought pre-chopped onions one time, and my mom was like,
what? Oh, girl.
What is this? I'm like, well, I mean, it's already, they can cut it up real small and nice, and it's all perfectly. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know what, onion costs like 89 cents.
Yeah.
This was like almost $4. I was like.
I mean, they get you, though. But then, okay, but then you also have to think about the generational difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when your mom and my mom and Scott, your parents were growing up, like, they had credit cards, but usually stuff like that at the grocery store, you had cash.
Yes.
And so, like, when you know I'm going to the grocery store, I have $50 for groceries,
You had $50.
Right. And you're in your mind, you're like, all right, that onion's 88 cents. That Kool-Aid packet of 12 is $1.20. Yes. Those little juices that look like jugs, that's $1.50.
The little hugs.
Like, you had a running total in your mind.
Maybe that's why my mom still wants cash. She has a hard time understanding. Like, I'm like, just use your debit card.
Right.
She's like,
I need
to have cash. I'm like,
yes.
But why?
Right.
She's just, that's how she grew up, and she lived her life with mm-hmm. cash.
Well, and that's why I feel like we don't have a sense of that, because, I mean, I can't tell you as an adult, I'm 34 years old, and I still, to this day, when I go to the grocery store, like, I'll keep sort of like a soft sort of, and especially as I've gotten older and, like, we've gotten more established in our career where I don't have to always check my checking account before right. I go shopping like I used to, but I can be like, all right, well, I know roughly, I know I'm never going to go over $100 because usually I'm buying dinner for just Abe and I and Scott, too, now. And so I know that I'm not going to go over that, but there's still always this back of my mind where I'm like, wait a minute, am I going to have enough money? Like, there's always that panic of, like, if my card slides, is it actually going to be, like, approved or declined? Mm-hmm. Because that was always just so awkward back in the day. But I do think that we have a different mentality of how to deal with money in our hands, because when you see those dollars
yes.
leave your hand, you're like, do I really need to buy that $4 pack of pre-sliced onions, or can I go with the 88 cent onion? I can just chop it up myself.
Absolutely.
And I do think there is something to be said, though, for chopping it up yourself, because I have sort of switched back when it comes to produce to buying, like, the non-chopped
right.
where you have to do it yourself, like the onions,
mm-hmm.
and it just smells so good.
Oh, yeah. Well, and some recipes, like, we did a pot roast in my Instant Pot. I feel like such a bougie bitch when I said that. But I got an Instant Pot for Christmas, and so we did a pot roast. I'm still learning how to use the damn thing. And I'm not going to buy a bag of mini carrots for a
right.
pot roast, so I got a big old bag of carrots, and, you know, what's it called?
Peel them. Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's a whole different thing. Like,
yes.
So sometimes you need to. And so it's true. Like, I'll get some of the bigger. I got a bunch of cucumbers that I could cut up for snacks for Maya and whatever. But it just is so weird because we came on the scene as adults right when debit cards became truly a thing.
I mean, I remember, this is such a dumb memory, when McDonald's started accepting debit cards. Because I was, shut up, Scott.
Why is it always?
Well, I just remember I was in college. I was either a freshman or sophomore in college. And I think I had just gotten my first debit card. And McDonald's and Wendy's, those were the only two fast food restaurants where my 2-year school was. And so I remember I would always have to get cash if I wanted to go get fast food. And then if I remember correctly, because I think back in the day, my bank account was with the bank Wachovia, which then merged with Wells Fargo later on. But I don't think that they had a branch in my town where my college was. And so it was only when I went home to Atlanta, and I didn't have a lot of money. And so I only had cash infrequently.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when they were like, now accepting debit cards, I was like, girl, I can go to McDonald's whenever I want to, honey.
They talk about, like, yes, our grandparents saw some crazy-ass changes.
Yes.
But so have we.
Oh, my gosh. Holly, you'll never watch this. If you do, it'll be like 6 months from now.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, it's going to take you down nostalgia lane. There's a show called Little Fires Everywhere
right.
with Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington from Scandal. It takes place in, like, the late 90s, like, right when you probably, because you graduated 2000, so probably you were, like, early high school.
Mm.
So the kids actually in this are probably the same age as you were at this time.
Oh, wow.
It blows my mind. And so, like, I'm watching it in our house with, like, Scott and Abe, my boyfriend, who's 31, Dylan, who's in his late 20s, and Scott, you're 23.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, Abe kind of remembers some of the stuff, but, like, it is, like, prime time for me. And, like, for you, it is so weird. I've had to, like, go back and rewind stuff because, like, the references, what they're wearing,
mm-hmm.
like, just when they were at, like, a dance and, like, the music that was playing and the outfits they had on. I haven't seen a show that accurate to the 90s that's, like, you know, sort of a throwback as opposed to, like, watching, like, Friends from back then.
Right.
But a show, it was so surreal watching it and knowing that you were, like, that age. And I think they even talked about, like, Dawson's Creek or something in it. And I was like, Oh my God.
Oh, I need to watch that.
It is so, it's going to fill your brain. Just
well,
like.
I do have a Maya free weekend coming up, which is always kind of exciting. Not, this is the way I feel. I feel like so guilty, but also excited when I have a Maya free weekend coming up because it's the 2.5 days where I get to just do whatever I want to do. And that might just be sitting.
Right.
Just sitting.
Oh.
Or having a drink or whatever.
Yes.
But then on the flip side, I feel so guilty, especially now with all this, the virus and everything. And she has like a tough time, you know, going to her dad's house sometimes. And then the coming back process is such a tough transition. So I feel for my daughter, like I wish she didn't have to do that.
Right.
It's heartbreaking to me that I'm feeling like relief and excitement. And she's like, oh, so it sucks. But I say that to say, maybe I'll at least get into an episode or two.
Yes.
This weekend when I have some time.
Do you have Hulu?
Yeah.
Okay. It is so worth your time. And Scott doesn't watch many shows with us.
I do not.
But you've gotten into that show, Scott.
Oh yeah. No, this is the one show that I'm like, okay. When is it? Because it comes out like once a week. I don't know how
that. Yeah, Hulu does it.
Yeah, on Wednesdays.
No, because the show's so good where it's like at the end you're like, all right, here we go again. And you're like, oh, wait, I got to wait a week. But yeah, no, it is good.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, you didn't chime in about the dinner habits of your family back in the day. What did it look like with DB?
Good old DB.
Let me tell you, I've been faking it till I make it. About around 7:30 this morning is when all life went out of my body.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm ready for a nap.
I know. Oh, girl.
It all went out. And so I've just been faking it till I make it. So I can feel the wheels coming off right now. But Scott, for you, Debbie and Steve, what was it like for dinner back in the day?
Oh,
for you?
My mom cooked every night. That's what she did. She just cooked. It would be the grocery store, then she would cook after work. And so we always had, then obviously we'd have leftovers or like leftover Friday because usually my mom worked late Friday nights. And so either that or my dad, in a couple years, he would take us to like Taco Bell or like Subway on a Friday night. And
wait, did your dad ever cook?
Very rarely. He would grill. He would do grilling. Or if it was like a Saturday morning, he would be the one that would cook breakfast and stuff like that. But my mom would always cook dinner.
Why is it always? Because that's exactly how it was for me too. Mm-hmm. While my dad was there or then, well, my stepdad actually liked to cook. But like when it was me and my mom and dad, my dad would grill. So if we did burgers, there's Tim out on the grill.
Wow.
And then and my stepdad would always be like in charge of breakfast, but like it was always my mom in charge of like the daily meals. Always the mom.
I wonder if it's because stereotypically like organization, like if you told the dad, all right, you need to plan for 3 days, they'd get so stressed out about trying to plan everything.
I don't think dads can handle all
that. Well, that's why I want to switch it up. Like I've thought about this. Like when I have kids, like I want to be like able to do all those things. I want to kind of change roles around. Like obviously, you know, whoever my wife ends up being, like Mary and I have had these discussions. Oh. Well, I mean, we have these discussions now, like say whatever, not going down that rabbit hole.
No,
but,
we will.
Like I would be, let's say if I'm still in radio and I'm doing mornings, like I would probably have more time to probably cook dinner by the end of the night if, you know, my wife is working a normal day.
Right.
And
no,
so I want to switch it around. I would be down to cook. It's just I'm not a good cook. So that's what you get if you make me cook.
Oh. Wait a minute. I feel like one of my things that I'm charged with in life is I need to obviously make sure that you're learning all the tools of the trade to become a successful radio personality.
Yeah.
But then also that you're a good cook. I cannot have you living with me for however long it's going to be, and then you leave Chateau Oprah not knowing how to season chicken properly.
Well, I mean, what'd you teach me the other day? Like, how to make bread in a toaster, you know? Or, like, in a broiler. Now I know how to make toast in an oven.
Why in the hell are you making toast in an oven?
Because we don't have a toaster. So I just put on the broil setting now, and boom, it's like 30 seconds. Toasted bread. I'm telling you, it's better than a toaster.
Why don't you have a toaster?
We don't have a lot, girl. There's no space. Like, they're literally... There's a rule, like, you cannot bring another fucking any kitchen thing in my house.
That's why we don't bring stuff. You hear that attitude? Yeah, that's why.
Like, well, I finally, like, my design sense has changed. And so for a long time, I was into this, like, comfy, I want my house to feel comfortable. But then I'm like, after, I guess, looking at a bunch of different Instagram pages of houses and sort of my design aesthetic is changing. And so I want, like, comfortable but clean. And when you have four people living in your house,
difficult.
It's difficult. And so I'm trying my best. And especially with the way Abe's painted the house, it just lends itself to being a little bit more, a little less cluttered. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm trying to get rid of as much stuff as possible. And plus, we spent a shit ton of money on this new kitchen. And that oven, I promise you, it may do it faster than if you have a toaster.
It definitely does.
You put it on broil. You put it in there, what, 20 seconds?
Yeah, 20 seconds. I put some turkey and cheese on it. Comes out like it's at Subway. It's great.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And so it's really nice. But, like, he didn't know. He was like, well, I don't want to. It takes too long. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, Scott, I promise you. Like, let me just show you. We're going to put this bread in here, and it's going to be amazing. And he was like, whoa, look at that.
See, I did learn something, though. I am going to cook some chicken soon. But I feel like, you know, I dive into things that I'm passionate about, and cooking, like, I eat plain, and so I'm not going to put a lot of time into cooking, because here's the thing with cooking. I don't want to put an hour into something that's going to take me 5 minutes to eat.
Oh, that's cooking.
See, I don't like that. I like to be, like, as efficient as possible, where it's like, all right, if I could leave some chicken in the oven an hour, come back, all right, cool, boom, boom, I'm going to eat it, and it's going to taste pretty much the same.
I got it. I get it.
And unless you're cooking a turkey, don't ever leave chicken in there for an hour.
That's a long time.
Please don't ever do that. Don't. But I get it. I get it. For you, that is fine.
Yeah.
But if you want to get to that status when you have a family that you're cooking for them, no one else is going to think like that unless you have a family of robots.
My kids are going to get used to it.
Yeah, well, they're going to hate you. Yeah. And then they're going to be the kids that I'm going to make fun of later on in life and be like, what dry ass chicken did your dad cook for you this week?
It's not going to be their fault. It's not going to be their fault.
It makes me sad.
But that's a weird thing, though, because my mom would, like I just said, like, cook every night. It would always be very flavored. Like, it was great ass cooking. I just never took any lessons from it.
I just, to me,
I know.
When I see your cooking, I just, like, even yesterday, so the buffalo wings that we ordered from this place, like, these wings are sacred. And, like, there's a certain way you heat them up.
Here we go.
So I always tell Scott, if I cook something and I'm home and you're going to eat the leftovers, please do the respect of all the time and energy that I put into it, put it in the oven to heat up. It'll only take 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes. That's a state-of-the-art damn oven we're going to be paying for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We got these chicken wings. You put them in the oven to make them crispy, to make them good, to get the true flavor. This bitch puts them in the microwave. I thought Abe was going to have a shit fit.
But see, everybody does it differently.
But that's what I'm saying. It took, like, that's where, like, in my head, it just doesn't make sense. It was 15 seconds I left that little booger in the microwave, came out, it was hot, it tasted amazing. If I would have spent 10 minutes, put it in the oven, maybe it got, like, half a little bit more crispy. Like, in my brain, it's not worth that time to wait an extra 9 minutes and 45 seconds for that food.
I fight myself on this all the time because I know that a lot of things taste better heated up in the oven.
Yes.
Or if you're even making, like, if I make Maya chicken nuggets for dinner, they taste better in the oven.
Oh, yeah. That's,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but sometimes
no.
I'm so tired and I'm just not, I'm not feeling it. And I'm like, fuck your chicken nuggets.
Oh.
And they go in the microwave. And can I tell, both times, the one time I put them in the oven, the one time I put them in the microwave, she likes them both ways.
Well, she's six, Holly.
That's why it doesn't matter.
Okay, in that sense, yes. But you still want to train her to have good taste, but good taste. Oh, this makes me sad.
I know, but it's just priorities. It's priorities.
I know.
Yes. Well,
you,
I can't. I like, sometimes I just want to do it the right way.
Right.
And then sometimes I don't. But, like, I have, I found this really great Asian in the frozen food aisle. It's called Innovation.
Oh.
And they do, like, a honey chicken and an orange chicken like they do at P.F. Chang's. And I've had the P.F. Chang's one. But I'm telling you, this Innovation box that you get out the freezer at the grocery store. On point.
Oh.
The meat is tender and moist and it's flavorful. Anyway, I thought because the P.F. Chang's one, their preferred method of cooking is in the skillet to, like, you put a little oil and then you fry them up and they're hot and crispy. So I thought that's what this Innovation was going to be like. So I put Maya's chicken nuggets, and I was going above and beyond for Maya, by the way.
Mm.
I put her chicken nuggets in the oven, and I was like, well, they're going to want me to do this on the stovetop.
Mm-hmm.
So after her freaking nuggets have been in the damn oven for like 14 minutes, I'm like, okay, let me just heat these up on the stove real quick. They said, oh, we prefer the oven. Can you bake these for 18 minutes? And I was like, oh, how dare you? Oh, I was so pissed. And then by that time, I was like, I'm not sitting here another 20 minutes. So I just did them in the skillet. And that's how I realized they were really good, though. Mm. But Innovasion, FYI, great tasting Asian food.
I was going to suggest for you too, Holly, they have these packets for pre-put together pot roast packets or crock pot things at Winn-Dixie. And we just did a pot roast last week. And like literally everything is there for you. It has like the meat, the vegetables, the seasoning. All you do is you put like 1/4 cup water into it. You let it sit for 8 hours.
Yeah.
So good. Because I was very nervous about the seasoning.
Oh, no. Because it all simmers in there together.
Yeah, it was really good. Have you seen those before? They're not expensive at Winn-Dixie right here by the station. So, and by you too at your local grocery store.
Here's my thing with this Instant Pot, because my mom's recipe for the pot roast that we made the other week was for a slow cooker, was for the pot, what is it called?
A traditional.
Yes, crock pot.
Yeah.
And so it's like for 8 hours. And then we like got all fucked up in our heads trying to figure out this Instant Pot because it's a way different cooking style.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like put everything in like you do in a pot roast in a slow cooker, and then we just turned it on. My mom's like, now we need to get it, let it go for like 4 hours, because when we did corned beef in the Instant Pot, it took a little longer than we thought it was going to. So we started, and I think an hour went by, and I was like, oh shit.
Oh.
Because it cooks everything at the same. And it's not like the vegetables are just going to get simmery and nice and soft. They're going to get turned into mush.
Mm.
And I just, like, I still have to figure out the Instant Pot. It ended up being good. We took it out after 2 hours, and it was fine.
Was it perfect, or did it need a little bit more?
It was not perfect, and I don't know how to fix it. Like, I don't know if I did it too long or not long enough for the meat. The vegetables were perfect, but the meat was flavorful but tough.
Have you Googled it to see?
Nah.
Try Google search, and usually, because what I have to do is my oven is, it can do convection and regular. And so I've got to make sure that the temperature and the time is specific to what setting I'm going to use.
Right.
And so it can vary greatly. So, and people, some of the people that have time to figure out this type of stuff, it just boggles my mind.
I know.
But literally any question like that, you Google and somebody will have of like, well, here's what to do.
And that's the thing with the Instant Pot. Like, there's a lot of how-to videos on YouTube, and there's like instructions and stuff. But I think that I did Google beforehand, but then my mom comes in because she likes to be the authority on everything in my house. And she's like, well, that's not going to work. And I'm like, Mom, okay, this is different. This is not a slow cooker. This is an Instant Pot. Instant.
Bam. Instant.
Boom.
Not a slow cooker. An instant.
So next time we use it, I'm just going to not tell her I'm using it. It's going to do what they say. You're supposed to like cook the meat first, take it out, and then cook the veggies. It's a weird.
Ooh, I think I want to do a pot roast this week. That sounds good.
We have one ready to rock.
Oh, that's right. I got to get the vegetables for it.
It might have it. No, I don't know.
No, it won't.
Okay.
All right. Holly, what's all your social media handing?
It is Radio Holly on Instagram and Twitter, and Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook. Oh, also, Radio Holly on TikTok.
At Scott Tavlin on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. That's all.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm a little bloated right now after that sub.
Okay.
You're a little bloated?
Yeah.
Have you not had bread in a while?
No, I just, when I eat, it just, these jeans are tight.
Oh. How tight? Like, what size is it?
I think like a, no, 31.
Oh, God bless Wendy's.
What?
I just saw their Twitter.
This is so random.
I know. They said, we wish we could give you a hug, but instead, how about a nug? This Friday, we'll be giving out free 4-piece spicy and crispy nugs at every Wendy's drive-thru.
I'll be there at 12:01.
Yep, same.
And then I'll go home and have a drink in my hand. All of my social media is Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller, on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Snapchat.
Snapchat.
And then you can find me, Radio Miguel, on Facebook. You can listen to Miguel and Holly Uncensored on the Hot 101.5 app, on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcast, and Spotify.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm done. My brain is like falling apart. Make sure to leave a review if you can. Thank you so much.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone. smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Quarantine edition from Hot 101.5. Made hot by Corona Beer.